Local panel joins bridge inquiry. A provincial committee has been set up to investigate the cause of Sunday's deadly suspension bridge collapse in Iutia. 4 people died and 23 were injured when Tauru District's Ratanakosin Bridge gave way. 2 children, aged 10 and 14, were among the dead. Iutia's Governor Witiya Piopong said yesterday the investigation panel, chaired by the provincial chief prosecutor, comprised several engineers and legal experts. The panel would look at the cause of the collapse and will pass its findings over to police. Ta Lua Municipality had obtained 8 million baht from the Provincial Administration Organization in 2011 to build the bridge over the Pasak River, Mr. Witiya said. The municipal office attached standard suspension bridge blueprints belonging to the Department of Public Works and Town and Country Planning to its proposal when it applied for PAO funding, he added. Records also show the construction was carried out by contractors under the supervision of the department's engineers, Mr. Witiya said. Construction of the bridge was completed in July last year. In December, the structure was hit by a boat, but no repair work was carried out until February this year. Police Region 1 Chief Narit Nantachok yesterday met police attached to the case. He ordered them to speed up the questioning of witnesses and the injured. 10 of the injured were still in hospital, with 2 receiving treatment for serious wounds. The investigators will also have to await findings from the Engineering Institute of Thailand, which is examining the cause of the collapse, as well as the results of the provincial panel probe. Meanwhile, Ta Luang District resident Wan Pen Puang Sawat, 43, a relative of 2 of the dead, called on the Lawyers' Council of Thailand to provide free legal advice to relatives of the victims. Many were unable to afford lawyers to fight for compensation, he said.